To us, it's nothing but just another day. Ordinarily, it would have been a great day. But given the circumstances of the Gambians on the ground, where there is no political freedom, where economically people are really strangled, like there is no liberty, there is no independence. So you cannot claim to celebrate independence of a nation where the people live under tyranny and dictatorship. So to us, the date is meaningful, but the whole celebration is meaningless because there is nothing to celebrate, because for 50 years, Gambia has had nothing but only two presidents. And for the past 20 years, Gambians have lived under total oppression and subjugation.
You only have to look on the, I was just reading through the Gambian Daily Observer, and there's a litany of achievements that Gambia had made, according to the paper, under President Yahya Jammeh. Gambia established the television, you built the airport, you built hospitals, increased the number of schools, you built roads. I mean, I can go on to keep talking about them. These are some of the achievements, you know, that the paper said were accomplished under President Yahya Jammeh.
Well, I don't expect anything better coming from the Daily Observer, because that's what they are known for, is the mouthpiece of the government. But let's look at their claims of what they call development. Most of the roads that they are talking about, if not all of them, were financed by the EU. That is why today Gambia is one of the most debted countries in Africa. If you talk about the healthcare system, yes, they have erected buildings, but most Gambians today cannot afford even good doctors in a hospital. Most Gambians are dying young because there is no proper medication or medical system that can cure the people when they are sick. So this notion that there is development here and there is nothing but a farce. But again, even if one were to concede that, you know what, there is development, but what is development if the people who live in that country do not have the liberty and the freedom to express themselves?
I'm looking through some of the information they have put on the website. It talks about tolerance by the government of President Yahya Jammeh. It said, despite an opposition critical of Jammeh's government, the atmosphere of tolerance has always prevailed in the Gambia under President Yahya Jammeh.
Well, James, that is another lie, because as we speak, it was just 10 years ago when Yahya Jammeh gave orders for Deda Haidara, a journalist, to be gunned down just because he was critical of the government. As we speak today, the opposition parties in the Gambia are denied permits to hold rallies. As we speak today, relatives of people who were accused to have taken part in the December 30th insurgency are still held in detention. As we speak, there is a Mr. Baijo, who is the father of one of these alleged insurgents, who has been in detention for over 45 days today, without trial, without access to lawyer, without access to family. We have 14-year-old kids, a 14-year-old boy, who is today detained just because his father is accused of being part of this whole insurgency. And we know that in the Gambia, there is no free press in that country. There is no democracy in this country, in that country. So they can say everything they want, but the reality speaks different. And this is why most Gambians today are taking the back way to run away from that country. Every day you hear of the countless Africans who are dying, most of whom are Gambians, trying to run away from the callousness of the regime and the poverty that has ravaged that country. So Jammeh has nothing to claim. That's why he would cook all these numbers and try to hoodwink the international community, but we Gambians know better.
I know that there were two Gambians who were arrested following the December attempted coup d'etat. Where are we in terms of their case in the courts?
You mean here in the United States or in the Gambia?
Exactly, in the United States.
Well, three of them were charged, and one of them, Mr. Papafal, pled guilty, and the other two have pled not guilty. They have all been granted bail and released. As we speak today, Papafal, who was supposed to transition from a halfway house before he could go to his house, was released from a halfway house. He is now sitting at his house. But unfortunately, in the Gambia, what they're having is a secret trial of those that are accused of being part of the insurgency. So again, it speaks to the horrendous human rights situation that we have in the Gambia, because there's no justice, there's no democracy, there's no liberty, there's nothing there that is worth celebrating.